Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of Talking Assets. In this episode, I'd like to discuss Ernst & Young's planned split up of its audit and consulting businesses. So recently, Ernst & Young's chairperson said that the deal is going along fine and that the only thing that could derail the deal would be a major economic downturn. If there was a major economic downturn, the chairperson said, then I think it would just slow so much that it will be difficult to do the deal. Currently, there is a proposal to publicly sell a 15% ownership stake in the consulting business that is spun off of the Ernst & Young business. Right, so this would raise potentially $11 billion, and it's scheduled for later 2023. The split could be further delayed, and while the partners are scheduled to vote on the deal in April of this year, April 2023, this date for approval, it has already slipped from late last year. So the initial vote by the partners was supposed to take place late in 2022. It has now been pushed back to April 2023. And the EY chairperson has said, I do see potential for further delays because the deal is complicated. And what's interesting is Ernst & Young is hiring BDO, one of these other public accounting firms, one of these large international public accounting firms, to look at the books of the consulting business. Finally, EY's chairperson said choosing a name for the new consulting business will be difficult because many common consulting names have been taken. And so the chairperson said, I've lowered my expectations. The way the name thing works is you're going to hear the name, and you're going to be like, what? And then little by little, it will grow on you, and eventually it will be a household name. All right, well, that's it for this brief episode of the Talking Assets podcast. This episode was based on an article appearing in the Wall Street Journal back on February 8th, 2023, titled, EY Split Faces No Tremendous Hurdle, CEO Says. LaSalle University has recently obtained access to the Wall Street Journal for all of its faculty, staff, and students, and it is a great resource for you, the students. And so please take a chance, read through the great articles available on the Wall Street Journal, and stay up to date on what's going on in the accounting profession. All right, well, that concludes this episode of Talking Assets. Thanks for watching. Take care.